Abbey United.
Killarney United.
Arrow Heart.
Ahana Celtic.
Ballymote Celtic.
Manor Rangers.
Benbulben FC.
Yates United.
Drumore Villa.
Carrick Town.
Boyle Celtic.
Gurcheen Celtic.
St. John's.
Valley Rovers.
Ballygawley Celtic.
Pottery Bowls.
Eeltober.
Glen Celtic.
Ballacadair United.
Merville United.
Kilglass Enniscrone United.
This is Youth Soccer on Ocean
The extra time in Clonus and the Premier League drama across channel means it's a late kickoff for the Youth Soccer podcast, but Tina Byrne is here. Tina, I never asked you, what's your cross-channel team allegiance? Am I allowed to ask? Oh, she's frowning at me.
Well, I have been known to be a Man United supporter. But some people accuse me of changing colours from red to blue very regularly. So, okay. I suppose Manu would be the team I would probably have followed.
Well, I'm going to ask you to do a Cristiano Ronaldo shimmy now and change mics from there to there, if you don't mind. The other one just misbehaving a little bit, so we'll get Tina to sort that out.
Are we there now?
That sounds a lot
perfect.
Better.
Great.
Tina, welcome. Let's get stuck in.
Yeah, before I start, can I just say how fantastic the commentary on the Ulster final was, Martin and Roisin. Absolutely brilliant. Even though I was in the studio, I felt I was actually there. It was excellent. Well done, guys. Okay, we'll fly across the results. Again, we're coming to near the end of the season, so the results are getting sparser and sparser. Girls under 15 Group A Cup, Ballysadare United 1, Manor Hamilton Rangers 4. Boys under 17 Group B Shield, St John's 2, Carrick Town 1. Boys under 17 Group B Cup, Colliery Bows 4, Kilglass Enniscrone 3. Girls under 15 Group A Shield, St John's 3, Stranceltic 0. Arrow Harps 4, Yates United 0. Boys under 15 Group C Shield, Yates United 4, Drumore Villa 3. Girls under 12 Group B Shield, Rael Tubber 1, Colliery Bows 0. Well, that actually was a draw after full-time, went to penalties. We'll talk about that in a second. Girls under 12 Group B Cup, Ballysadare United 1, Boyle Celtic 3, and boys under 15 Group B Cup, Colliery Bows 4, Ballymote Celtic 2. So, I said to you, it's all starting to funnel into.
Yeah, I'm noticing that the length of time for you to read the results has decreased now because we're getting to the business
That's
end.
That's what I said to Ronan. How do you mean there's just one page this week? Like, usually there's the Dead Sea Scrolls he brings into me. There's 3 and 4 pages. But it shows you where we're at, really, in the season.
It's been a special weekend for Boyle Celtic. For the grown-ups, they won the league title in Roscommon. But the underage Boyle Celtic teams have been getting in on the act as well.
I know. I mean, I think it's almost like where one feeds off the other, or however you want to put it. But during the week, the under 12 girls team made a history. They were the first girls team to win a title for the club. They beat Ballysadare 3-1. Again, I was over there one Saturday morning at a match with boys, and there was I'd said hundreds, but there was at least 30 under 12 girls training on the little pitch. So they seem to have great interest, and I think winning that title is only going to garner more support and more interest from them. And if you see them all coming in with their little boot bags and all that, totally their water bottles, totally pros altogether. So it's paid off, and congrats to them. They've had a very good season this year, Boyle Celtic. They've been at the forefront of a lot of the competition wins. So again, congrats to them, and a history made for their under 12 girls.
Yeah, terrific achievement. Well done to all involved with the Celtic girls under 12, and we'll stay with the same age grade. You spotted another epic game, Rael Tubber against Colliery Bows.
I did. My God, this was unbelievable. The game ended 2-2 after extra time. I mean, these are under 12s. They're playing in McSharry Park, albeit slightly modified pitch. And somebody had gone live, and I saw some unbelievable penalty shots going in, and the penalty shootout was eventually won by Rael Tubber. Somebody was recording some of them, and I saw an excellent strike by Grace Henry. That's Kira Henry's sister. She thought that the apple didn't fall too far there. She scored, and the Rael Tubber won in the end 12-11. So a huge disappointment for Colliery, because it's not easy when you think of it. They're under 12 and they're stepping up to take a penalty, and 11 from each team, 11 scored in a row, and then unfortunately Colliery missed one, and Tubber scored, and that was it, 12. So, like, you know, to think that they all everybody scored their penalties, and unfortunately, then one missed. So, I mean, you know, a great win for Rael Tubber, who have a really good history with girls. They have a couple of the girls now who have transferred across to Sligo Rovers on the academy and all that. So, again, there's nothing wrong with where they're going in the league. They're starting, they're winning titles at under 12, and huge interest again up there in the matches. So, well done to them.
And we're getting close, Tina, to the start of some of the flagship representative cup competitions, the in terms of the national series, among them the Kennedy Cup.
That's right, the Kennedy Cup. They're sort of in their prep mode at the moment, playing some friendlies. They had a really good 4-1 win over Cavan Monaghan. Jack Nicholson was man of the match, and Conor Walsh was one of the chief scorers. So they're going well, but again, you know, it's a lot of it is about on the day and all that, and you play your pool matches and all that. So at least they're going in the right direction. And big shout out to their coaches, who put an awful lot of work into getting them ready for this competition, because it can be quite intense. It's enjoyable, but you know, it's pressure. You're competing against sort of the best of every other league in the country. So they'll be raring to go when they get down there.
And the Gaynor Cup?
The Gaynor Cup, yeah. The Gaynor Cup had a challenge against Castlebar Celtic, and I'm not exactly sure. Again, it's part of their prep for Gaynor, which will be happening. It starts on the Tuesday after the bank holiday in June. So that'll be that week there. The 4 days of that week is Gaynor. So they had a friendly against Castlebar Celtic, and I think Danny O'Leary was one of the instigators in organising that. He's heavily involved in the regional centre in Castlebar. So that's good, very good prep for them, because it's important that they play tough matches before they go. Commiserations to our under 12 Sligo Leitrim girls. They went down 1-0 to Galway, but again, it's a national competition, so I never like saying, oh, didn't they do well to get there? They're quite well able to get there, but they lost 1-0. And Carrick Town had specially mentioned they had six representatives on that team, and one of their players was voted Team Player of the Year, which I think is a nice award to give. Mona Lowe, she got Team Player of the Year. So again, that shows you, when all these club players come together, that obviously she stood out as being a prominent team player, which obviously is the name of the game.
Absolutely. And of course, this is the season for club awards and end of year presentations. You've mentioned a couple there, but there's lots going on.
There is, yeah. I just saw on Killarney United's page, they had a lovely acknowledgement up to everybody that helped, and all the teams and all that did well. And big shout out, they were saying, to all their coaches. Not it doesn't just come down to one element running the club, it's all everybody coming together. Merville United had an awards night, and if anybody wants to have a look, they have lovely pictures up on their Facebook page. And tonight, I'd nearly take a spin up myself, Carrick Town FC are having an awards night starting, it's on already, 6 o'clock in the Bush Hotel in Carrick, and they're having a bit of a quiz and spot prizes and all that. So I think it's running from 6 to 9. So a nice way to sort of close out the season. And again, Carrick Town had the most teams.
That's
in
right.
The league.
I was
this
just going
year.
To say, they had a team in just about every
Everything.
Underage competition.
They were everywhere. But I think they have a huge population, as in a catchment area. So I think it's a lovely way to sort of end the year with the rewards night, a bit of a quiz, spot prizes, and hopefully everybody going home happy. And if any of them are Man City supporters, they'll be going home happier.
Doubly happy, they certainly will. Tina, great stuff.
Yeah.
We're approaching the finish line.
Yes,
so.
A couple of more weeks, I think. A couple of weeks, and we'll see where we go from there. But again, thanks to everybody for keeping their social media pages updated. It's a great help to me when I'm looking, just kind of, I always like to kind of mention sort of significant stuff that happens. And before I finish, can I just, again, a name I've no doubt you'll be hearing plenty of going forward, Kiva Flynn from Kilglass Innisgrown. She was awarded the Paul McManus Underage Player of the Year. It's a memorial award. And she was presented with that from the club. So I think she's a very, very bright future for Kiva. She's a fine player. So again, well done to her, and well done to Kilglass Innisgrown for recognising her as a key player on their squad.
Super stuff, Kiva. Congrats to you. Tina, thank you very much.
Thank you, Austin.
Abbey United.
Killarney United.
Arrowheart.
Ahana Celtic.
Ballymote Celtic.
Manor Rangers.
Benbulben FC.
Yates United.
Drumore Villa.
Carrick Town.
Boyle Celtic.
Gurcheen Celtic.
St. John's.
Valley Rovers.
Ballygawley Celtic.
Palmy Bowes.
Eel Tubber.
Dan Celtic.
Ballacadair United.
Merville United.
Kilglass Enniscrone United.
This is you!